This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net. Now, the postgame show.
Welcome back to Castle Coliseum in Blacksburg, Virginia, where our game has just gone final. Virginia Tech topples Maryland Eastern Shore. We're joined by head coach Jason Crafton. And coach, rough way to finish out the 2019 going into 2020 season, but what are some positives you can take away? Brian Arutia, we talked about him pregame, and now we have the ability to see him on the court for the first time this year.
Yeah, and see the guys in sweatsuits over there. So, I mean, we've got a lot of injuries. We've got to try to find a way to get healthy. Brian was able to, you know, come in and play some spot minutes for us, get himself going a little bit. We didn't score many points the second half. 15 points isn't going to cut it. I thought in the first 4 minutes of the game, we got some wide open shots. You know, offense has been an issue for us. You know, we've been struggling to make shots. But we did get some good looks early, didn't make them. Got down to a very good team, NCAA tournament caliber team. They average 11 made threes a game. They get 12. I thought if we could kind of keep them between a 6 to 8 mark, that would give us a chance. So they kind of get the range of what they do. They did a great job rebounding the basketball. Really good basketball team. Very impressed with them. Think they have a chance to go a long way.
And one thing I noticed is after the first half, one of the hallmarks of your defense in terms of blocks and steals, didn't have any blocks in the first half. But come second half time, you were able to pick up, I believe you finished with 7 in the game. Defensively, it seemed like you guys were able to lock down and create a little bit more havoc.
Yeah, you know, we only turned them over twice. We only get 1 steal. We do get 7 blocks. But, you know, our defense has been able to produce a little bit more offense for us and some transition. They're really, you know, and I thought you saw fatigue setting in. I mean, you see all those guys in sweatsuits. You get 4 guys sitting out. 3 of them are guards. And then we lost another guy in that game to injury. So to be without 5 people in that basketball game, a lot of guys versus a very good ACC athletic team. They warned us a little bit. They're really good, and we struggled down the stretch. We got a week now in between to kind of get back, get healthy, watch some film, and get back to our level, and we're excited about that.
So in that week time now, final question for you. When you do welcome Howard back home in Salisbury, what are you kind of looking forward to in that week in between and now and then to be ready for MEAC play?
I think the focus for us right now is just to try to get as healthy as we possibly can. You know, so we got to get back, talk to our trainers, talk to our medical staff, see what's real, what's not real with some guys, see how Brian feels tomorrow, see, you know, where we are with that. And that's going to give us a chance to prepare the best way we possibly can. You know, Howard's in a similar situation as us, as most MEAC teams, playing a lot of games. Guarantee games, money games, being on the road a lot. So I think both teams will be ready, hungry to play each other. We're fortunate to have that as a home game, and we'll try to take advantage of that as best we can.